bonds hold everything together. Like bricks in a wall, your family needs the bonds of love to hold everyone together in their place. God created our hearts for deep connections where everyone knows their place in the family because they're bound together in the bonds of the love of Christ. So we're going to talk about the gospel and how the gospel transforms us to build new relationships patterned after our Heavenly Father through the gospel of Jesus Christ. As the Father loved the Son, Jesus said, "So now abide in my love as I have loved you. Love one another." This is the kind of love that transforms your family. This is what builds the bond, the family bond. Now, there are some important truths that you need to know from this perspective. When God comes into your life, He transforms your life. The prophet Malachi said in the last chapters of the Old Testament that He will send Elijah. And He will do this. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest He strike the earth with a curse. We are living in a time where that bond is being broken. We see the fragmentation all around us, but God is doing a work. God is saving people, and He's turning their hearts to their families. We're part of this heart turning. I know for me as a young father, I had to cry out to God and make that an issue of prayer. God, turn my heart to my children. Turn my heart away from worthless things. Turn my heart from the alien bonds that sought to take my heart and move me in the wrong direction. Turn my heart to you and the things that are of God, and turn my heart to my children. So that was my prayer. So at this conference, we're gonna pray for that heart transformation. I would encourage you to pray now. It's a prayer and it's also a plea. The psalmist said in Proverbs 23:26, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe with delight my ways." So it's a plea. My son, give me your heart. So as my heart turns to my children, and again, little children, they love to give their hearts to their parents. But my heart needed to turn first. So I'd encourage you, along with this proverb, to understand the plea, "My son, give me your heart." So I ask for my son's heart, my sons and my daughters. And I love them, and I want to bond with them, and I want to hug them, and I want to do good to them. This builds those bonds. It's a plea. So it's a prayer, it's a plea, but it's also a training. Scripture says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children in the wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." That bond happens as you bring them up, as you meet their needs for training, for love, for support, for correction. And what does that look like? In the ways of the Lord. It looks like Jesus Christ in you, walking through you, the Spirit of God empowering you to train your children in the way they should go. To train your children to follow Christ, to train your children to learn, to laugh, to worship, to be on a mission to make disciples, to be kind one to another, to resolve conflict, to do the good that God has for them. This is a training that God gives to parents. And as He turns the heart, as you make that plea, God will help you to train your children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. This is so important, but there's one thing that covers all of it. Because if you're like me, you mess up every day. I mess up every day as a parent. I am not a perfect parent. I sin. But there's good news for sinners. Jesus came to save sinners. And Jesus says this. He says, "Love will cover a multitude of sins." So at this year's Family Vision Conference, this bond that we're encouraging you to build, it's a bond of love. And that love actually covers a multitude of sins. You sin, your kids sin, we all sin. But love covers that multitude of sin. So we're going to aim at these bonds of love, and pray that God would turn our hearts to grow our affections, to reconcile our relationships, to strengthen the family bond. If you'd like to learn more about how to strengthen this family bond, we encourage you to come to this conference where you'll learn to build the bond. The bond of love.